Startups are cropping up everywhere in India, from colleges to technical institutions to big multinationals. The number of people turning entrepreneurs is multiplying exponentially every year.
And with nearly 5,000 startups in the country, it's not always easy to differentiate the chalk from the cheese, especially if a startup is in its early stages.
And why Flipkart, Ola, Zomato and Paytm grab headlines, there are some smaller startups that do some phenomenally innovative work but fail to reach the masses.
So in this episode of Tech It Out, it's our endeavor to find startups that are doing something truly unique and bring them into the limelight. Okay, so let's kick off our startup special with a little bit of love and some romance. Hi.
Hi, Sahil.
Hey, so listen, I think it's about high time that you finally came clean on television and admitted to everyone that you have deep feelings for me. Just let it all out. Just let it all out. Just admit that you are madly in love with me. And why are you is it that hard to like fathom that you might be, that I might be the one for you? Is that?
Oh my God. I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Yeah, gross.
I think it's best to continue with the show right now. So we're kicking start our startup special with a dating app. Now, to be fair, dating apps and services are cropping up in every nook and corner. But the problem is, and Sahil will probably attest to this, that being honest, completely honest about what your true self is, isn't really the hallmark of most of these dating apps.
Why would I ever attest to something like that?
Because you have that I lie on my dating profile kind of vibe.
Hey, listen, I have never lied on my dating app, okay?
Except?
On my dating profile. I mean, yes, from time to time, I have exaggerated certain facts and pictures. But apart from that, never lied.
Apart from that, never lied.
Yeah.
By the way, putting filters on your photographs also technically lying.
It just makes your best personality come out. That's what I think.
Best personality.
That is what the model of Instagram is built upon.
Exactly.
Okay?
Absolutely, Sahil. And it doesn't really come by as a surprise that no one really thought of tapping into this market until now, that is. So our top story this week is about this startup that claims to be the world's first dating app for differently abled people. And they believe that no one should be single until they wish to be so. There are almost 1.2 billion disabled people all around the world, and as Sahil said, 80 million people live with disabilities in India. These are some shocking figures, and while we are busy swiping left and right, 24-year-old Kalyani Kona is making sure that disability should not become a reason for anyone to lose out on love. Kalyani and her team have built InClub, the world's first dating app, which provides the differently abled a safe space to have inclusive meetings and meet like-minded people.
Understanding of disability and the disability of understanding like kind of go hand in hand, right? So to solve that problem, we wanted to create an inclusive platform where people who understand disability and the people who have a disability can all be together and try to solve this problem that everyone's facing.
We wanted to do something in this space which really solves a problem, which is not a me too product where we are just coming in to cash in money and leaving. Right, and in the matchmaking space, we wanted to see which community really needs this the most. That's when, after doing some research, we realized that this community
was extremely underserved and vulnerable when it came to finding a life partner.
That's when we decided, let's give this a shot and see whether people actually need it.
So we decided, if we kind of put all the problem statements down, the next best solution that came to the picture was the mobile application. For everyone, that's why it stands for inclusive love, and we don't kind of separate out people without disability to it. For the matter of fact, 40% of users on our app are without disability.
We ask for certain details, not just about your hobbies and education and like your pictures, but also about the disability type, disability percentage, level of independence. To make the whole app very, very safe, we don't exchange, we don't display phone numbers, we don't display email IDs.
We don't allow users to take screenshots, as well as we don't allow user details like their full name, like that last name so that they can easily track on other social network sites. We are having our own matchmaking algorithm also. We don't allow users to browse all the profiles in our system. We just show 5 profiles in a day to every user.
Club Select, which is our personalized matchmaking service, where we have a dedicated matchmaker.
I'm a matchmaker. I curate profiles for people who are interested in finding life partners for themselves, and I also mediate their calls with their prospective matches and also arrange meetings.
The biggest challenge for me until now was the fact that I want to solve this problem for 100 million people, but how do I find them? Because when you go on the street, you barely see people with disability by themselves.
A challenge with Club Select is that a lot of work which is done right now is manual. Also, another challenge that we face is that while dealing with people with disabilities, we have to also, they have a lot of inhibitions, and we have to, while we tell them about Club Select and tell them about our platform, we also have to solve their inhibitions.
My biggest challenge is to implement the accessibility feature. There are like more than 150 disabilities, so we have to take care of every kind of disability. Like if I'll talk about like visually impaired people, so we need a talkback feature to be properly synced with our application. And if I'll talk about like hearing impaired, so we need some kind of like visual effects in our application, and like different technical things, you can say, like different font sizes, different colors, and way of representing the content of the application in different manner for every kind of disability.
Launched this prototype of the app in 2016, around like that time we were running a beta, and we saw that people matched on the app. Like, we have around 5,000 matches by now, but we would see that they would not meet in person. So we decided, let's do a meetup every month on a Sunday. We call people in a different city that we go to, with or without disability doesn't matter, but we will make sure everything's 100% accessible at the place where we are meeting. Music is also interpreted in sign language, for example.
We have things like stand-up comedy, like band performances, like poetry slams, like karaoke. We've done an inclusive yoga session. We want to make sure that they feel like no place is too inaccessible for them, and that they can do anything and everything that anybody else can.
The most important thing, because it's not a sponsored event or it's not a charity and they're paying for their ticket, the most important thing for me is for them to have fun. I really don't care about anything else, and I'm just so candid on the camera to say this. For me, all that matters is, are they having fun? Are they meeting new people? Are they falling in love? And that's what matters, because that's the problem I'm here to solve. Like, what is a startup? If you can't experiment or you can't play around your field, then there is no point of a startup, because then you are running just a business. So that's what it is.
There is nothing better than a place where you can meet like-minded people without being conscious of your true self. And InClub is one such tremendous initiative and a perfect example of dating in the time of technology, giving everyone their true shot at love.
And with that, we're taking a very short break here on Tech It Out.
But don't go anywhere. More startup action on the other side. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. You're watching our startup special here on Tech It Out, where we're celebrating everything that represents entrepreneurship and innovation.
And if you, like us, appreciate a good idea that can make a difference, then you're going to love this next startup, which is all about artificial intelligence.
That's right. And if you've been watching the news or following anything tech-related, then you would know that AI is the next big thing.
So much so that the biggest tech companies of the world, that's Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Microsoft, they're all redesigning themselves around artificial intelligence and machine learning.
And it seems India too has joined the AI bandwagon. But oddly enough, it's not the big tech wigs that are showing an interest in this field, but rather small startups.
And one such startup is Gurgaon-based artificial intelligence startup called Stackyou, which is nothing short of a revolutionary idea that's taking the e-retail and e-commerce industry to a whole new level. Take a look. Artificial intelligence is all the buzz in the tech industry right now, which can make it feel like a passing fad. But inside Stackyou, a Gurugram-based startup, it's certainly not. Working in the field of AI, co-founder Atul Rai was confident of being an instant success. He wants to use the technology to revolutionize search engines.
We are developing an whole AI platform, and when you talk about AI or anything, so most of the things, like if you see the data, right, so data you can divide in three parts: speech, text and images, right? And images are like 70 to 80% of the content on the internet. So in search, basically what we're trying to make a build a solution where you can just take a picture of any product which you want to buy, and basically you just buy it.
Employing AI to make machines understand images and then tailoring solutions to help industries achieve efficiency is what drives Stackyou. Convinced by the hype around artificial intelligence, Atul was sure the market would quickly embrace his company's unique concept. However, more often than not, things don't always go as planned. It seemed the world might have been fascinated by AI, but by no means was it ready to trust it. Atul and his co-founders had to initially invest over 20 lakh rupees of their own to keep afloat. It brought them some time, but funds were depleting fast and resources were extremely tight.
Fundraising was difficult for us. We started in 2015 July and we got our funding in June 2016. So for like 1 year, we were like bootstrapped. That was a kind of difficult situation for us. So that is where we started building those products which can generate the revenue. And we focused first on those AI things which can be like create value to our users as well as for our own development and further scale.
That's when Stackyou decided to showcase their solution on different platforms and came fourth in IBM GEP Smart Camp in 2015.
We started in July 2015, and November 2015 there was a competition of this IBM GEP, and this was a big platform for us because we are just like 3 month old company and we are pitching it against some of the top companies in India. So we went there, we presented ourselves, and we won that competition as well. That helped us at least to present ourselves to the world.
And the rest, as they say, is history. The IBM GEP Smart Camp put Stackyou on its map. It's now working on developing AI solutions for 10 companies, including Paytm, Panasonic and Carbon. Their biggest success to date is the consumer app called Fashion, which helps users locate any piece of clothing and then suggests comparative prices across multiple e-commerce websites seconds after you spot it in any YouTube video.
The whole idea about Fashion is basically to create an AI tool which a general public can use, right? So, for example, let's say if you are searching for a kurti which Kareena Kapoor won somewhere in some movie, right? So it is really difficult to describe the pattern, color and other shape, or you can say styling of those cloth. So that is where we brought this AI solution. The first thing which we brought is that, of course, the image search, where you take the picture of particular, let's say, dress and you buy it from any of the e-commerce company which are affiliated or which are affiliated to our backend.
Things are going quite well for Stackyou now. With the fashion industry accepting the company's solutions, revenue is steadily increasing. Aspiring to grow its image understanding technology in leaps and bounds, Stackyou is now focusing its efforts in the area of law enforcement by launching the artificial intelligence-based human FS detection, or ABHED. Using the prowess of AI, this proprietary app aims to help police forces to opt for mobile phone-based criminal registration, including biometric information.
So if you see in India, like, the crime is one of the biggest challenges for everyone, even for the police, even for the government and everyone. So that is where we thought that we should amalgamate our existing technology to solve certain general public problem. So we developed this solution. The whole team basically decided that, okay, we should also do something like which could be a different than what other companies are doing. So that was the part of Abhed was a part of that.
Abhed is a part of StackU's long journey towards using AI in providing solutions to the problems faced by society. The startup is now reaching a solution which would help in early detection of cancer cells. Atul has big dreams for StackU. He's working towards building one of the most advanced AI companies in India and in the near future wants to introduce a new business model of artificial intelligence as a product to the world. In its ambitious goal that the young entrepreneur believes is very much achievable with the right attitude. In fact, he even had some advice for newbies who might be struggling.
So the only line I will say that, yeah, you have to be in the system and change the system if you want to do something big. I mean, always say that you have to be in the system to change the system, right? You cannot like be outsider and bring something and say that, yeah, I will buy this product. So that is how our strategy was. We entered in like OEM space, we created some products, then people started having faith on us and that we started scaling in that. So the only line I will say that, yeah, you have to be in the system and change the system if you want to do something big.
Well, that's it for our startup special here on Tech It Out. We're going to take a very quick break, but don't go anywhere because more tech action on the other side.
That's right. We're taking a very quick break. But when we come back, we do a shootout between the OnePlus 5 and the Huawei Honor 8 Pro smartphone.
Yaar, it's not Huawei. It is Huawei. I mean, kabhi to homework karke aa jaya karo, yaar. I mean, I actually have to speak to you in Hindi on an English channel. That's how serious this situation has become now.
Kabhi kya homework karke aa jaya karo? Thoda, school banake rakha hua hai.
Arre school, thoda sa to homework kar liya karo, yaar. I mean, mazak na
aaye. Chalo,
break lo, yaar. Break lo, yaar. Isko sikhana padega. Kuch chalo, break lo. I'm only joking, yaar. Deta li. Welcome back, you're watching Tech It Out. Time now for our shootout segment, and this week we have a very special treat for all you guys.
And Huawei's Honor 8 Pro recently arrived in India to claim the title of flagship killer. But in order to do so, it needs to take on the mighty OnePlus 5.
So priced at almost 30,000 rupees, the Honor 8 Pro is the successor to the Honor 8. Of course, it comes with a dual camera setup, it comes with top-notch specifications, you also have a great display and a very premium design.
Whereas the OnePlus 5 has been the most anticipated smartphone of the year, it launched recently just a few weeks ago at a starting price of 32,999 rupees and is one of the fastest Android phones we've ever used.
Now, the OnePlus phones have always been the undisputed champions in the flagship killer category. Many phones have come and, you know, tried to take that crown away but have failed miserably. But the Honor 8 Pro might just be a little bit different. It might just have the right tools to finally dethrone the king.
All right, so up next is the OnePlus 5 versus the Honor 8 Pro. So would the best flagship killer please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
No, we're not doing that. That's fine. Just please stand up. Good enough.
Now, it's not every day that the smartphone world offers you value for money flagship deals. But when it does, it becomes very difficult to decide which phone to buy. And with the launch of the OnePlus 5 and the Honor 8 Pro, that's exactly the situation which has occurred. But we say don't stress yourself out as we help you make the best buying decision. Take a look. Now I have both the phones in my hand and trust me, they look pretty nice. Now the design is really nice. They both have a metallic finish, a slim profile. While the OnePlus 5 in black looks really classy, Honor 8 Pro in blue has a royal hue. Well, both the phones tick the beauty box. But when it comes to the form factor, it's the OnePlus 5 that has a slight edge over the Honor 8 Pro. You know what? The OnePlus 5 feels light in hand and offers easy handling. Both the 5.5-inch 1080p display on the OnePlus 5 and the 5.7-inch 2K display on the Honor 8 Pro produce great colors and offer excellent viewing angles. But the OnePlus 5 scores a little more when it comes to the contrast ratio. Put it against the Honor 8 Pro and you would find the whites are whiter and the blacks are blacker on the OnePlus 5. Now, all in all, the OnePlus 5 gets some extra points over the Honor 8 Pro when it comes to the aesthetics and the display. Now, it might remind you of the iPhone 7 Plus, but take a closer look and you'll realize it's not a blatant rip-off. Now, as we always say, a good phone is not good enough without a good camera. Now, that's a lot of goods, but why not? After all, a camera is an integral part of your smartphone experience. So to find out which phone has a better camera, we tested them against each other. We clicked photos in daylight, indoors, and every possible way. So take a look at what we found out. Both the Honor 8 Pro and the OnePlus 5 come with dual lenses at the back. So while in the OnePlus 5, the primary camera has a 16 megapixel sensor and the secondary 20 megapixels. Honor 8 Pro includes two 12 megapixel sensors. Both the phones have a dual camera setup, but how they work is pretty different. Well, don't worry, we won't drag you through the technicalities of which is a better camera. Instead, we'll take you straight to the point and tell you which one is a better fit. The great thing here is that both the rear cameras generate sharp details, capture good amount of light, and produce bright images. But on comparing the results of two cameras, you realize that the OnePlus 5 reproduces more vivid colors than the Honor 8 Pro. But when it comes to low light environments, the Honor 8 Pro handles it a bit better. Also, I must mention that the focus on both the phones sets really fast. Well, having said that, both the phones lack the much needed optical image stabilization, which is a major disappointment. And what else? You have the Pro mode, bokeh effect, time lapse, slow-mo, and on. So basically, you can set the settings as you want your frame to be. Now, the bottom line here is that in this camera shootout, both the phones are at par with each other. But taking everything into consideration, like detailing, light sensitivity, to color reproduction, the Honor 8 Pro here wins the battle just by a few points. Remember, by a few points. Now, as we all know, at the end of it all comes down to performance. And why not? After all, nowadays, you do almost everything on your phone. So that begs the question that which of the two phones managed to impress us the most on the performance front? No wonder both the phones are packed with powerful features. If the OnePlus 5 has top-of-the-line Snapdragon 835 processor with an option of 6GB and 8GB RAM, the Honor 8 Pro comes with a cutting-edge Kirin 960 chipset paired with 6GB of RAM. Whether it was multitasking, watching high-definition videos, or killing time by playing heavy games, it was a great experience. And the good part is that even after hours of usage, none of the phone actually heats up abnormally. Now, one thing I feel like I must point out, both the phones are based on the Android Nougat, but it's the OnePlus 5 that offers a much neater interface. And I think that's something that Honor 8 Plus should pay attention to. While the battery in the Honor 8 Pro is bigger than that in the OnePlus 5, both phones lasted for almost the same amount of time. Like with moderate usage, they easily survive for a day on a single charge. And the fast charging on the OnePlus 5 actually gives you around 75% of juice in just half an hour. And now comes the final question. Which of these phones should you buy? After all, at the end of the day, it is your hard-earned money. The Honor 8 is a good phone. In fact, at 29,999 Indian rupees, it gives you 128GB of storage with 6GB of RAM. The OnePlus 5 on the other hand gives you 64GB of onboard memory with the same amount of RAM at ₹32,999. While the 128GB OnePlus 5 with 8GB of RAM costs ₹37,999, no wonder the Honor 8 Pro comes across as a better value for money offering, but we say wait. And you know why? Because using a phone is about having a great overall experience. And that's where the OnePlus 5 is a little ahead of the Honor 8 Pro, as it gives you a better hardware and software experience. So that's why we'll say that spend a couple of extra $1,000 and go for the OnePlus 5.
Well, that's it for this edition of Tech It Out. We really hope you enjoyed the show.
You can always reach out to us on our social media platforms. @Pyon_TechItOut is our Twitter handle. Tweet to us.
We'll see you same time next week. Thank you for watching.